is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
It's a second helping of hockey here this weekend. Chi High against the Neenah Rockets today. Cards coming off a season-opening 2-0 victory over Baldwin-Woodville last night. The game heard on WOGO and our YouTube channel. And this afternoon, it is a team that wound up third in the state in the D1 poll at the end of last season. They were 21-5-1. They lost some players, yes, but they brought back a whole lot of firepower. And good defense, and even defensemen that can score a lot as well. So the Neenah Rockets in town. They played New Richmond last night, and I think indicative of the kind of firepower they have, they knocked off New Richmond 7-0. Connie Feeding to my left here, our color analyst this year. And Connie, boy, they are averaging over 10 goals per game in two games here this season.
Yeah, not a bad statistic to have in your favor by any means. Yeah. You know, but thankfully, Chi High, we have Drew Brovald in net.
Exactly.
And he's a solid goaltender, just a sophomore, but, you know, just playing like a seasoned senior out there, just real calm. I just noticed the starting goaltender for the Neenah Rockets is about 5'7". So, you know, that's an exciting thing to see right
it
there.
Is,
a little shorter goaltender.
A little
maybe
room in the net.
Yeah, you know, a little top. You know, our shooters like to shoot high. So
right.
maybe we'll capitalize.
This might be perfect.
Yes.
His name is Matt Nelson. Matt is a senior, and he comes in with a goals against average of 50.50 and save percentage of 9.62. And when you have that kind of offense and you only give up one goal, I tell you what, you feel very, very blessed. But Chi High is going to rely a lot on Drew Brovold, who comes in with a perfect record, 1-0, and didn't give up a goal in the first game this season last night. And he may have to stand on his head a few times here.
I think we're going to have to see Drew Brovold as we had versus Stevens Point last spring. You know, he's going to be very busy. You know, we'll be lucky if we can get some quality shots on this goaltender. You know, Neenah, they have a lot of size as compared to our Chippewa, you know, Cards. But, the Cardinals, they have a lot of grit. So, you know, don't want to count them out just yet.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a work in progress this year with Chi High. So we'll just kind of give them some grace here early on. And I'm sure that players are going to improve. And maybe they'll find a couple of guys who really can find the back of the net and be goal scorers this season.
Yes, that would be the ideal situation if someone can step up and be that goal scorer. You know, we saw Sam Johnson with a nice, you know, he just walked around that defenseman, cut across the crease, and buried it. Excellent goal, you know, for a small stature player, but man, does he have a lot of speed and skill.
Yeah, he sure does. He got the first goal last night for Chi High and kind of opened things up. It would have been a scoreless tie end of the third period, and finally Chi High got that first one, and then very quickly after that we got a second one and closed it out with great goaltending.
Absolutely. You know, really it was the only true goal. I went back and looked at the video of the second goal. It was Baldwin's player that went to try to backhand it, and it happened.
Well, that's what somebody said to me.
Yeah.
And we were kind of screened off from it.
Right.
And I said, I'm not sure about that, but
I confirm. I watched the video a couple times. Like, what just happened? And the defense went to backhand it, Pat, you know, to put it back in the corner, and mishandled it, hit the goaltender's skate, went right in.
Well, it's the season of gift giving.
Yeah.
So we got a gift, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
We're not going to complain about that.
Dane Christen was excited for that. Yeah.
Dane got the second goal last night. We could use a few gifts here tonight from Neenah, but we'll wait and see what happens. This game underway a little bit early. The JV team lost, but they put up a good fight, 4-3.
Great fight
to Neenah here today. So let's get to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think, Connie? How do we get past this powerful Nina Rockets team?
I mean, no pressure, Drew, but Mr. Broval is going to have to come out really big again. And just, you know, he's going to have to carry the team. And defense are going to have to help out, clear pucks. They did a great job. We had some really experienced defense last year versus Stevens Point that helped him, you know, accomplish that, that excellent game. And then now we're really going to have to get some other players out there that can forecheck and really make some pressure. You know, yesterday we were a little sketchy on that forecheck, but, you know, first game of the season, a lot of new players that haven't played varsity, so we'll give them a little grace like you stated.
All right, there you go. Our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you will find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Great to have you on with us today. WOGO worldwide at 680 AM, 103.1 FM locally, WOGO.com, and our YouTube channel seen all over the world as well at WOGO Sports. So we'll take a break and back in 3 minutes, and we'll catch up with head coach Matt Luckowitz on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show as well. Thank you so much for being with us, Greg and Connie, here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Back in just a moment.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Anthony. Fowler counted. And a foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason Bussey takes the rebound away from Perone. Couture and Sakura. Look out. Down the lane. Slams it home with two hands. Jordan Sakura. Emphatic. And the senior saying, we're not going home tonight.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Saturday afternoon hockey here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Good to have you aboard on WOGO and our YouTube channel as well. Our radio producer today is Zach Wycheck. And on video, Sam Aberle. Connie and Greg with you here. And Nina... comes in with a 2-0 record on the season. They defeated Oshkosh in their first game on Tuesday by a 14-1 count. They outshot Oshkosh 62-5. And then last night, they made the trip up north, so they thought, well, let's play two. Not only Chi-High today, but they played at New Richmond last night and beat them 7-0. I looked at the stats because I thought, well, maybe they outshot them by 25, 30, 35 shots. But not so. Shots were fairly close, 27-21. But Nina scored on three of their first six shots on net. And they knocked off New Richmond 7-0. Now, a caveat with that, New Richmond was not playing with their starting goaltender. He was a scratch last night, so they played kind of an untested tender. But Keenan Kruger had a couple of goals and an assist. He's their first line D. And Mark Sutton, who was All-State last year, had two goals and an assist for the Nina Rockets. And head coach Jeff Lindemann, who's been with that program for 18 years, and 21 years actually, and 18 as head coach, but 21 years with the program. So the guy who knows the Nina Rockets program very, very well, and respected as a high school hockey coach in our state. So he's got his team coming in here at 2-0 and hoping to build on a very successful season last year at 21-5-1. They beat Ashwaubenon in the playoffs 5-2, then knocked off West Bend 4-1 and ran into that Notre Dame team that was the state runner-up in the sectional final. And lost to them 4-2, but a terrific season last year for Nina, averaging almost five goals per game, and they gave up only a little over 1.5 goals per game last year. All right, I think Connie is ready downstairs. Our live interview with head coach Matt Luckowitz. Connie, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, here with head coach Matt Luckowitz. First game of the season, came up with a nice, solid win, 2-0. How are you feeling going into today's matchup?
Yeah, we feel good. You know, that Baldwin-Woodville team was a really good at us, and boy, they had a lot of offensive chances. Like I said yesterday, it starts with our goalie, and we work our way out from there. We had some mistakes that we need to shore up on, but you know, it's early. Overall, I'm very impressed with the effort, very impressed with the attitudes. We stayed positive when we could get down, and that stuff goes a long way. And you want to stay in that game right to the end, and we did. Able to pop one in, which we had to fight for that. I mean, we had a lot of chances ourselves. Their goalie played a heck of a game, and we couldn't get it past them. And finally, we popped one in, and that was the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a battle of the goaltenders yesterday, and now looking at Nina coming in here, they averaged 10 goals per game so far this season. What are you telling your goaltender, Drew Brovald, who's an excellent tendy? What are you telling him to help him stay headstrong?
Yeah, the thing with Drew is he knows what he has to do, and we just tell him, you know, hey, what you saw yesterday, Drew had a little bit of fire. He was laser focused. He was coming out, pucks were coming across the mid lane, and they were ripping one-timers on him, and he was tracking them. And when he's doing that, he's tough to stop. But our defense got to do a better job of taking those lanes away. And with this team, they're going to make you pay. So I will say this about Baldwin. The chances that they created yesterday, they missed on a few. I don't think Nina misses on them. So we got to make sure that in the defensive zone, we're short up on those passes, taking away lanes, and we can't let those things get through. That's going to be a backbreaker.
Absolutely. And then offensively, you know, notice you've graduated a number of goal scorers. No one's really stepped up yesterday as, you know, a leading goal scorer. What are you expecting of your offense to try to get some the opportunity to get some points on the board?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have that Jordan Steinmetz out here, I'll tell you that, and that's okay. Jordan's a special player. We don't have that high-end guy that's going to go out and be your 50-point guy. We know that, and we're okay with that. Doesn't mean that we're not going to get some production out of that first line, but you saw they were a little frustrated yesterday. They're doing some nice things. They're getting that puck movement. They control the puck down low. Our message to them is, guys, you know who you are. You know what you can do. You just have to be patient. You got to stay positive. Keep working the puck and keep getting pucks to net. So that's one thing I didn't think our first line did a great job at yesterday, is just getting pucks to net. And they know that. We talked about it. And so I think you watch them today, I think you're going to see more pucks get into that net.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and I hope nothing but the best in this very challenging game.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here, guys.
All right. Thank you, Connie and Coach Matt Luckowitz, downstairs live on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, just a few minutes away from puck drop here, Saturday afternoon hockey, Chi-High and the Nita Rockets on WOGO. And we'll take another commercial break. Back in 3 minutes, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, a little snowy outside today, but the weather is perfect indoors for Chi High Hockey against the Nina Rockets here today. Nina coach Jeff Lindemann called ahead and said, hey, can we get things going just a little bit early? So the JV game started about 15, 20 minutes early, and ditto yep. with this. So.
Yeah. You know, I can't blame them. They, you know, with New Richmond last night, they want to get back. Snowing
right.
out. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Get on the
roads. Roads are a little sketchy. So.
Yes.
Looking forward to this game and watching Chi High in their second game outing. Tell you what, last night, you know, they put together good defensive game as far as the goaltending and defense was adequate. They got the job done and just enough to get past Baldwin-Woodville and a nice kickoff to the season, I think.
Yeah, great start to the season. I think, you know, last year, Luckowitz Cards were able to win the first couple games of the season as well against some really great teams. And then, you know, here today or yesterday, we took another W against a really good Division II team that, you know, nothing to, you know, look past for sure.
Right, yeah. They were a top six team in D2 and now a top three team in D1 that probably thinks it should have been at state last year, didn't make it, and now they certainly have their sights set
yes.
on a trip to Madison
they're
in March.
Definitely hungry to get there for sure. And they're a team that, you know, top to bottom, they look like a really solid, you know, on
lots
the,
of goal
on
scorers.
The stats. Yes.
I mean, even from the defense.
Correct, yeah.
You know, you got guys that can pump the puck in the net defensively and guys who are playing big-time roles on power plays as defensemen.
Yeah, I mean, you saw their size just coming out. They look like a tall group of players, and that's kind of the Chippewa curse, right? You've heard of it for so long. Right. It's a not really tall guys out there. So, you know, we're a really fast, scrappy team. So hopefully we can get them, you know, on their heels a little bit, catch them off guard.
Yeah, I think the first few minutes, opening part of the period might be very important.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to get down by a bunch early.
No. So the Cards are going to have to come out hard and strong immediately. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Luckowitz just runs two lines the majority of the game just to keep up with the speed of, you know, the team they're playing against.
Yeah, last night Nina came out and buried three of the first six shots against New Richmond. And when that happens, it is tough to recover from that kind of onslaught.
Yeah, typically a coach there is going to call a timeout, regroup, you know, let's get, you know, get everybody back, you know, focused. But that's a tough one. But, you know, I don't see Drew Grobald letting those in.
I don't see that either.
Yeah.
He is really steady and is a quiet goaltender from a standpoint of movement. He only does what he needs to do, and you just see he's well-schooled in goaltending.
He really is. You know, it's just remarkable that he didn't even start hockey until, you know, I think sixth grade.
Wow,
so,
that is amazing.
Yep, and, you know, went right into the net. And, you know, he's a student of the game. He works so hard. He does a lot of skating clinics. He just, a lot of self-taught things, too.
Yep.
You know,
he's a natural.
He is. He's just a hard-working kid, and he's really athletic. And then add on that extra work ethic. Yeah, that's what you're going to get.
He came on late last season and just won the goaltending job and didn't give it up.
No, he didn't. And, you know, he proved his worth, you know, playing against those, you know, playoff hockey. Absolutely.
Yeah, beat Stevens Point, and just an amazing, amazing goaltender. So we're glad to have him.
Yes.
And hopefully the team can develop around him this season. So the team's coming out here in just a moment. The Nina Rockets out of the Badgerland Conference. They won the conference last year. And good to see some familiar faces, including Mike Elkin, a guy who came out with his team a few minutes ago, Connie, and was looking up at the banners here. He was part of those banners back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Mike Elkin, the big defenseman.
Always exciting to come back to your old stomping grounds and, you know, see what's changed. And certainly the Chippewa rink has changed a fair amount over the years.
Exactly. He played the old North rink in those days, and it's great to see him come back to Chippewa here, where he graduated and had so many memories with the high school hockey team. So Mike is here with the Rockets, and Chi High hoping to send him home with a loss here today, but that'll be a tall task for them, but not impossible after a nice 2-0 win over Baldwin Woodville last night. Well, our refereeing crew here is Ryan Darrow in for Lee today. So Ryan's one of the referees. Dashiell Maughan is a referee. And Dennis Fenton, who was here last night, he is our linesman today. Chi High in their home white jerseys with a red and black trim and black breezers. And Nina in their road unis. That's the red sweaters with the red and black trim and the black breezers here this afternoon. Good to be bringing you some hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel. Drew Grobold will set up on the south end of the building and Matthew Nelson on the north end. Let's go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with today's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Nina Rockets. In goal, number 33, Matt Nelson. The defenseman, number 7, Cooper Zinda. And number 24, Keegan Kruger. The center, number 20, Mark Sutton. And the wings, number 6, Carter Simonson. And number 8, Vinny Scholl. And the rest of the Rockets, along with their head coach, Jeff Lindemann, assistant coaches Mike Elkin, Alec Elkin, and Mitch Gerhards. And now introducing the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Drew Brovald. The defenseman, number 3, Austin Frenette. And number 28, Colin Seibert. The center, number 16, Matt Frenette. And the Wings, number 9, Dana Krista. And number 21, Easton Skelton. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckowitz, assistant coaches Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Briar Niblod.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups, and in a couple of minutes, we'll drop the puck in high school hockey today on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel. We'll be back.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
For the last 4 decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
...17 minutes up on the board. Period one just ahead here. Chi Hyde and the Neenah Rockets this afternoon. Second game in a row for the Cards. Our fourth on the radio. Had a couple of Sabres girls games last weekend, and now boys, similar pattern here, a Friday night game and a Saturday afternoon game. And Saturdays are a little different for a hockey player. At Friday nights or weeknights are kind of on their own, and then you have a Saturday afternoon game. It's a little bit different feel to it.
Definitely a different vibe to it, for sure.
All right, here we go. It's Matt Fournette, Netter, centering Dane Krista and Skelton defensively for the Cards. Seibert and Fournette, Austin Fournette, and Simonson, Sutton, and Scholl up front for the Rockets, and Kruger and Zinda defensively. Kruger with a couple of goals and an assist last night, and we are underway. The Cards sweep this one in. Goaltender Matt Nelson, who is a senior, tips that one off into the right-wing corner for the Rockets, and Neenah quickly out of the gate. Here they come. Lead pass now for Simonson. Took that one from Mark Sutton. Had a terrific year last year. And this one is chipped off the stick of Sutton into the left-wing corner. Just about a half a minute into this one here. Chi High and the Rockets. It's the Big Rivers against the Badgerland Conference here this afternoon. Now it comes back for Kruger. Got roughed up a little bit, lost the puck, and it floats into the left wing corner for Jackson Williams. Williams pinned up against the Dasher down there.
Stay high, Matt.
And Vinny Scholl comes in to scrape it off the wall and clear it up. Now they work it past the blue line. Cards dump this one in, and that line will quickly change up here. And Chi Hyde down to the Johnson and Johnson line. Sam and Carter, along with Zach Black, and this one goes cross ice inside the Chi High zone. A minute into this one, and here comes
Carter Johnson.
Carter Johnson He's got it on the left wing side. Backhands one. Centering pass is cut off.
Sam.
And a quick one right out to Sam
right
Johnson.
Here,
and Carter is down there for a rebound as well as the puck pops up in the back of the net, quickly comes off, and a nice keep on the left side by the Cards defensively. Burmeister stepped up and kept the zone right there. Now it's loose in behind Matt Nelson, the goaltender, and it comes back, and a nice keep again for Burmeister. Stopped it with his body, chips it ahead, not too deep, and this one's going to be corralled by Nina and dumped into the left wing corner from Clayton Lobbs. And this one comes back to the point. A quick shot on net. And the players kind of parted out. And it was Broholt who saw that one off the shot from the point there. And he'll eat that one up and hang on to it here with 15:13 left to go in the period.
Yeah, it's nice for a goaltender to get a nice, easy shot like that, right, to start the game, get a feel for the puck, settle in, nerves kind of dissipate. Good start for Drew Broholt.
Cards third line out there right now to give those two lines a rest, but we'll see how much they play here tonight. Another shot on net from Nina. Snagged out of the air there by Drew Broholt.
Yeah, seems very calm again today, so that's great for the Cards. Nice glove save there, start of the game.
You bet. Face off to his glove side right now in the Chi-High D zone, and it's going to come around on the near corner for Bodie Custer. Turn, tried to send the one out and on the breakout pass, but that was cut off, and Nina's got it right now. Here is Verhagen. Verhagen went to his right, then pivoted to the left and looked for an opening for a pass. That one got astray, and it's just going to come all the way back down in the Nina zone. 14:42 left to go. Cards now working back for that first line out there, quickly exiting the third line onto the bench, and it's pinned up along the yellow stripe inside the Nina D zone here. Crowd starts to gather. Three Nina players, two for Chi High, including Dane Krista, puts the stick into a Nina player and takes him off the puck. And now
it's coming out with it.
Yep, now it slides in behind the net, and it's going to be picked up by Chi High. Centering pass cut off by the D. And here come the Rockets out of their own zone. Lead pass here for Drudge. And he's got it left wing corner. Now starts to move toward the net. Did he find an opening? He did.
Yeah, you know, Drew went down to that RVH, and there's just a little gap by the goaltender's helmet. And what, I mean, he must have had the circumference of a puck there, and maybe a centimeter.
Yeah, there couldn't have been much room right
there. Yeah, so, you know, that's a tough break for the Cards right there. But, you know, you can't, the defense can't let us forward, just hit the net like that.
Yeah, he just came to the hole right
there. Way too much time and space for him to have time to take that aim and find that spot.
So Drew Druck scores the goal. The junior had an assist from Brady Rosemarinowski. 3 minutes into the first period. And I'm sure that Broholt would love to have that one back, because he looked back like, how did that get squeezed in behind me? But it just must have been a tiny opening.
Just the smallest opening.
Yep.
He was able to, but he had enough time. You know, he was able to walk in and pick that spot. So.
Yep. Here's the Cards looking to score themselves, get back in this game. Zach Black with a quick one-timer, fought off by the goaltender.
First shot on net,
Matt Nelson.
Cards.
And this one into the right wing corner now. It's going to be peeled off the boards and brought up on the left wing side by Mark Sutton. Sutton comes in, shoots, and that one off the body of Broholt.
Very similar approach, you know. Yep. You get the goaltender down in that RVH, but Drew is a little bit more ready, I think, for that. You know,
yep.
Something he definitely didn't have to worry about against Baldwin. They weren't quite the sharpshooters that Nina appears to be.
Yeah, the Rockets, aptly named, because these guys are really putting the afterburners on here when they come into the zone. Here is Dane Krista. Now Krista looks it over, bounces one off the inboards to his defenseman. They'll work it up on the near wall, and Cards are into the zone. Here they come.
Wow.
That going.
Oh, that
man.
Same exact thing. Excellent job, Matt Frenette.
Matt Frenette. There you go. Two can play in this game, huh?
Absolutely. Same thing. Goaltender in RVH. A little bit more advantage here with that goaltender being a little small in size.
4:02, time of the goal for number 16. I didn't pick up the assist if there was an assist here, but
I think Matt carried it into the zone.
Might have been Matt Fournette.
He cut into the same thing. He had enough time and space to pick his spot and take aim.
Caught the goaltender just off the left crossbar, or the left post, I should say.
Ice.
And here's an icing call against Mina.
Yeah, Easton Skelton, he's come out really strong this period, this game. He's definitely settled in from yesterday. Put the good forecheck on. Mina panicked, iced it. We'll take that.
Yeah, we will.
Now we're shifting.
So Aiden Tsai and Dane Krista get assists on the Fournette goal. And we're all tied up at one apiece. And a face-off in the left-wing circle.
Some of
in the
Nina
D zone.
Yeah, new center for Nina.
Yep. So Vinny Scholl's going to come in to take the draw for the Rockets, and they've got it right now. They work it off to the wing on the far side.
Excellent.
Up the ice. Yep. And here is Mark Sutton. Sutton comes in. Had it poke-checked off his blade, and it rolls around loose inside the Chi-High zone. They try to cycle it back for the D. Cards cut that one off and get out to neutral ice here. 12:22 left to go. The first period shots are 4-2 in favor of the Rockets, but the Cards have tied it up in the Matt Fournette goal. And here is Zach Black, who tries to do the toe drag and beat a couple of guys. That didn't work out, so Zach is going to head to the bench and take a break here. Cards in the midst of a change. Nina brings it across. Nice shoulder put in to Vinny Scholl that time. But the Cards.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this one got away and then came right on net. And Broholm made the save. It went down to the butterfly. There's a big hit delivered on Burmeister as he fights through that. And here's Chi High. Quick shot on net there by Keller Riley. Gets his first shift tonight. And that one had to be fought off by Larson. Now the puck loose high in the zone, and it's going to be carried out by Carter Simonson. Simonson drops this one toward the net and then bodied off the play. And the puck loose along the boards. Here's a shot right on, and that one dealt into the left-wing corner by Brobo. Comes back to the point, one-timer. And the redirect try out in front by Verhagen went right into the mitt of Brobo. And Drew is going to snag that and take a break here with 11:15 to go in the first period.
Yeah, save of the game, right? Goes to Drew Broval for right now. They made a pass across the crease, one-timer, and he got over there. He almost controlled it, but just bounced wide. Excellent save.
Face off to his left. Right-wing circle as we look at it in the Chi-High D zone, and this one is ricocheted off a stick and up and out of play here. Rizgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars. They can coordinate your kitchen or bathroom remodel projects, air purification, so much more. Large jobs or small, Rizgala. Hey, here they come again. Pouncing on the puck. It's loose out in front. Card's got it clear.
Wow.
Just went in back of the net. I think over the crossbar, they spent a lot of time right in the grill of our goaltender, and nothing to show for it, and Chi-High now counters into the zone. It is Dane Krista. Krista into the right-wing
right
corner.
There.
Had a couple of players out, and they had a centering pass right there from Matt Fournette, who fired a little bit on it, and the Rockets work the breakout to neutral ice, and it comes back for Colin Seibert. And Nina's got it right now as they backpedal deep in their own zone. 10:20 left to go here in this first period. 1-1 tie. Nina scored first. Chi-High answered on the netter goal. And here is Seibert right now. Hammers that one off the wall into the deep into the Nina zone. And they'll counter with a quick shot up the net, the ice. And boy, they had, I think that was Sutton who was flying into the zone. Or it was Weinholzer who was flying into the zone for them. And we've got a penalty coming up now.
I think we're going to take a hooky for that. Yeah, you can't blame the D on that one. You got to do something so he doesn't get a breakaway opportunity there. D got caught a little flat-footed, and so the Cards are on their first penalty kill of the game. They did a great job yesterday, but I think Nina moves the puck a little bit quicker and faster than Baldwin.
Yeah, killed off, I think it was four penalties for Baldwin. And four or five, maybe it was five. But this is a, I think we can say a little more deep, talented team. And they really load up their power play. We're going to see it right now. Power play, by the way, coming in here at 57%. Scored five power play goals against Oshkosh. None against New Richmond last night. And here comes Simonson.
Great Simonson job by carried, Zach
Beck. Yep. He dropped the puck off his stick and able to disrupt the flow. Now they come into the zone. Off on the right side. And a big hit right there to knock the defenseman down. And here is Zinda. Zinda works it off to the right side. Takes a return pass. Zinda lost it for a moment. And that gave Broholt a chance to get over on the right post and kind of cut him off and come out a little bit to drop that angle down a little bit. And so he'll hang on for the faceoff in the Chi High zone. A minute 18 left to go here in this power play. 9:11 on the game clock. Shots now 12-3. In favor of the visitors. This one comes back again to Zinda. Trying to hit some traffic out in front or go through some traffic out in front, and then things kind of cleared out for Broholt, so
yeah,
he'll rip that out of the air and hang on.
We'll take that all day.
They are really going to pour it on, though. And this one goes on the left wing side. Cards get a break. It is Dane Krista. Krista didn't spin to turn it. He just felt he didn't have an opening, and this one's going to come back for Austin Fournette.
Matty Fournette's going to get to be the first one down there.
Yep. Austin and Matt on the ice right now, and Matt's got it on the half wall inside the zone. Krista is the chaser here with 8:40 left to go in this period and 43 seconds to go on the power play, and here is Zinda. They move in, and a redirect try was knocked down instead of directed into the toward the net, and Provold's got that one as we stop play here with 8:30 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, Drew, already 14 shots against him just in the first period.
My.
Not even halfway through, or just about halfway through.
Defensive zone faceoff for the Cards here. And again, a change at center as Verhagen is tossed, and Kelly will go in his place. Here is Kruger, the defenseman. Kruger up top, and a quick shot on net, thumped into the corner by Broholt. Still controlled by Nina as they work it off the right side. Now to Kruger on the near side. One-timer stopped out.
Two shots right there.
A couple of tries on Broholt, and he pounces on it with 16 seconds left to go here in the power play. And we'll have another face-off in the Chi High D zone here. Face-off has come to the blocker side of Broholt. Cards could use a few clears, but haven't had too many of them here on the kill. And here's one shot on net, fought off there by Broholt. It's loose in behind the sophomore goaltender. Nina's got it right now, down to 2 seconds left to go. Cards going to quickly get that fifth player out there, and that's Carter Johnson into the mix, and the puck still dropping and rolling around inside the Chi High zone. Finally, the Cards bring it out. Here is Zach Black, races down the ice, throws one in right wing corner. It's going to come around, but Nina is right there as they look to stretch pass to Wieshofer, or Weinholzer, I should say. Weinholzer took the pass, just couldn't do much with it once he got in the zone, and it comes around for Carter Johnson. On the break, Johnson passed the blue line, now looks ahead, hands it off for Jackson Williams into the zone. Cards trying to track it down now as it comes on the half wall, but here is Nina quickly up the ice. They move in, fire a shot from Rothmile into the glove of Drew Broholt. 18-3 the shots right now.
Yeah, you know, Drew's going to get his workout in for sure.
Sure,
I think
is.
There's actually been a couple more shots, but yeah, he's a busy guy.
6:59 and counting left to go first period. Here's a shot. That one slides wide. Going to be hauled in, though, by Zinda at the blue line, and he's going to climb right into it.
Another
takes
save.
A shot. Yeah, there's another save for Drew, and Chai Hai able to clear it out for Bodie Custer. Bodie pushed up against the wall, but he's 6'5", so that doesn't hurt him too much here. As the puck bounces around inside the Rocket zone, they'll get reorganized here on the breakout. Head manning pass for Rose Murnowski, and they've got it inside the zone. Here's Sutton with a quick shot. That
good.
One went over the crossbar, hit off the window hard.
Yeah, I think Drew might have got a piece of that one on his glove.
And ripped off the window so hard, it almost came out of the zone. 6:10 remaining here in the first period. We're tied at one apiece. Here is Dane Krista, tried to ride it around from right to left on the inboards. It's on the half wall now, left wing circle. Chai Hai trying to pick it up here. That was Easton Skelton, couldn't skate with it. Another shot on net, saved by Brovold with 5:52 left to go. Shots now 20-3. There's a backhander.
Wow.
Oh, Brovold got that one. How did he find that puck? As it was, he was moving off to his left, and the puck went to the left of him, but somehow he got his pads on that one. And here comes Chai Hai trying to relieve their goaltender a bit. Here is Krista, moves in, bodied off the puck. It slides into the left wing corner. Krista tracks it down. A shot on net off the goaltender's shoulder, came out and right onto the tape of Simonson as he comes into the zone. Simonson passed it, then tracked down the errant pass a bit and ricochets all the way back to the Nina defense. They've got it right now. Wheeling and dealing is Carter Simonson. Simonson crosses the blue line, then lost the rock, and Nina's going to have to backpedal and start out again. This is Liam Kelly. Kelly into the zone, and a nice back check right there for Sam Johnson, but he lost it for a moment. Goes and retrieves it. Johnson banks this one off the wall. Into the zone. Cards now on the offensive end of the ice. Sam Johnson trying to get there. Can't get to the puck in time. And it floats back out to neutral ice for Burmeister. He'll pedal off on the defensive change, but fires one in before he leaves. 4:25 left to go first period. Comes back on the near point for Carter Johnson. Muscles that one into the right wing corner. And Nina's got it right now. They'll go cross ice, left to right to Mason King. Fires one off the end boards. Nina in the midst of a change. Now they get all five players on the ice. Work this one off the glass, but not up and out. And Nina's got it right now. They go east-west, and a shot taken. That one's broken up as it comes in. Trying to get to the puck is Aiden Sy. Sy had it for a moment.
Need a whistle, ice this.
Yeah, we sure do. Here is
here we go.
Oh. Fournette. Austin came up, fired that one off the wall. It's been end-to-end action here. Most of it spent in the Chai Hai zone. Bodie Custer comes in, fires a shot that came hard out of the corner boards. And Custer almost tracked it down. 3:35 left to go. But here is Nina countering. It is Weinholzer who comes in, fires a shot. That one sails wide. 3:25 left to go. And the puck pinned up against the yellow stripe behind Drew Brovold. Now it's on the back of the cage and comes free. Back to the point. One-timer. A net save by Brovold.
Here we go.
And
Easton.
It was right to his teammate, Zach, Easton Skelton, rather. And Skelton got up to the blue line, and the puck ricocheted out of play here. And
yeah.
With 3:07 left to go, we have a stoppage of play. Man, it's been a long time since we had a break here.
Yeah, you know, the third line got stuck out there. They're kind of running around, you know, just trying not to panic. But, yeah, it's a little dicey situation. I'm glad we were able to get the puck out and get a line change.
3:07 remaining first period. 1-1 the score. Nina tallied first, and Chai Hai answered. On the
here we go.
Goal by Matt Fournette. And here comes Deason Skelton. Skelton fires one wide. It's going to bounce off the wall to Dane Krista. Krista cycles it back right in front. And the cards come up with it. Krista rotated in. Turns. Fires a wrist shot that sails wide into the left wing corner on the half wall. Cards have it. And Here is Easton Skelton, Skelton in the corner, wide, trying to battle. And a quick turn there by the Cards as they rip one wide of the cage. Skelton came around from the back, looked to pick up the loose change, fired one on the goaltender, Larson. And he makes the save right there. Shots 22-5. Heavily weighted in Nina's favor right now, and the Cards have it. And Matt Fournette tried to clear it out and comes to center ice, spun around on the check, and I don't know if that's going to be a penalty or not. I think maybe it is. Yeah, a hook call right here, and the Cards going to go on their first power play of the afternoon.
Cards needed that break for sure. I'm wondering if Coach Lukowicz is going to shorten the bench a little bit just to get a couple of back-to-back 1-2-1-2 and then put the third line out there again. Right now he's been rolling 1-2-3, but that third line is really struggling with the speed of this game.
You're probably not going to play them too much here today.
I think as the periods move on, they're going to see less ice.
Yep. Here we go. Cards on the power play. They work it back for Austin Fournette. Fournette's got Burmeister on his wing in the high slot, and Fournette's got it right now.
There.
Rolls and shoots, and that one is saved by Nelson. And here is Sam Johnson. And that one kicked off a stick and up and out of play here. 1:40 left to go.
All right, faceoff
in this
still
period.
Nina's zone. Let's see what this group can do here to move the puck around. Excellent blue line save by Austin Fournette earlier. They were trying to clear it, and he was able to get a piece of his shoulder on
it. Right, 1:36 on the power play, so it'll take us almost to right to the end of the period, just 4 seconds extra on the period. Chai High, a nice win inside the attacking zone of the power play. Here is Fournette with a shot, and that one ticked off the pads of Nelson, and he'll leave it for his D. On the kill is Liam Kelly. He'll scoot down the ice, drop one right wing corner. 1:16 on the game clock. 1:09 on the power play clock. Chai High works it left to right. Now they'll hammer one left wing corner. Easton Skelton down there. He tried to pin it up against the dasher, but couldn't hold it right there, and it's cleared. Dumped all the way down by Nina. We go under 1 minute to play here in the first period. Chai High working it out of their own zone deliberately. This one comes up on the left wing side. Jackson Williams trying to track it down, left wing corner. Pardon me, that's Dane Krista. And it's picked off again and dumped the length of the ice by Nita. 34 seconds left to go. Cards struggling to set up their power play.
Got to catch pass.
Yep, Nina getting in the passing lanes like they did right here, and they pick it off, and this is Vinny Schultz. Schultz is kind of ragging the puck here along the blue line, drops it in. 16 seconds left to go in the period. Down to 10 remaining in the power play. Cards finally get it across the blue stripe, but hand it right off again, and Nina will dump this one, and that will do it for the period here. Down to 3 seconds. A couple of seconds left to go, and the Cards power play looking a bit anemic there as they head to the locker room. But they're tied one apiece here in a game that we thought might get away from them. So far, we're hanging with them, even though shots are 23-6 in favor of Nina.
Yeah, I would say the end of that period right before that power play opportunity, the Cards' first line had a couple of good opportunities, got a couple of shots on net, able to recover from, I guess, Nina's onslaught earlier in the period where they racked up, 15 shots on net or so. But, then they got on the power play and it just everything fell apart. Sometimes it's that extra pressure of, oh, we should be able to score, that kind of rattles you. So just got to have a little bit more time and practice with that.
Yeah, I think so. The power play is, like we said, a work in progress here, and it's just going to take some time to refine that for sure. So, again, shots 23-6. Nina all over it. But nice to have number 31 back there for us, Drew Brovold, who will not typically give up a cheap one. Even though the one goal they had, he might have given him a little bit of opening between himself and the post.
I mean, a precision shot, really. Because Drew's a tall kid, and so when he goes down what's called RVH, where they put one leg down in the post and all that, there's not a lot of room. Whereas the Nina goaltender, there's a good foot, right there between the crossbar and his shoulder. And Matt Matt Fournette was able to pick that off, not, what, minute, 2 minutes later? Yep. So.
Yeah, his goal, 4:02, the first goal of the game at 3 minutes, so a minute, 2 seconds later after Nina scored.
Excellent recovery.
Netter put one in.
That really helped the momentum of the game, you know, gave the Cards a little bit of a push. I think then we went on the penalty kill, you know, and then it was just Nina, the Nina show, and Drew Grovald saying no thank you.
Exactly. Well, this is kind of the kind of game, Connie, where Chi High is just going to have to try to survive and, you know, maybe the goaltender messes up, or maybe they get a lucky bounce, or, you know, a little puck luck, that kind of thing, and pull one out here. Because the more talented team is Nina, without a doubt.
Yes.
But talent doesn't always win.
No, it doesn't. And I think Nina has a potential to get very frustrated as they're not being able to put the puck in the net. They've had some high-quality scoring opportunities that Drew has turned away. And then you can get, you know, a good team that starts getting really frustrated.
Yep.
Maybe takes a bad penalty or plays out of position because they're just trying to do it all. And then, you know, the Cards, they're gritty, you know. They're gonna find that opening and capitalize, just like we saw Sam Johnson yesterday and Matty Burnett tonight.
Yep. So one period gone. We're still tied one apiece here, Chi High and Nina. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and appliances and home goods and clothing and so much more. Name brands at fractions of retail prices. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Chi High and Nina today. And we appreciate our video and radio crew. Our radio producer is Zach Whitecheck, Sam Aberle on video today. Greg and Connie with you, and we'll take a break. Back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wärzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Anthony. Power counted. And a foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason Bossy takes the rebound away from Perone. Couture and Segura. Look out. Down the lane. Slams it home with two hands. Jordan Segura. Emphatic. And the senior saying, we're not going home tonight.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Well, the teams are still squared up at one apiece here after one period. It was Drew Druck who scored for Nina at 3 minutes exactly into the first period, and then Chahai countered with a Matt Burnett goal at 4:02. The assists with Aiden Tsai and Dane Krista, and Nina with lots of shots on our goaltender, but still 1-1 up there.
Yeah, and that's a stat that matters, right?
Exactly.
At the end of the day, that the goals against, and the Cards could steal this game, which really would be Drew Broval stealing the game. You know, he has just been phenomenal in net with 23 shots in the first period, only one goal against, which was really a lucky break that Nina had right away. So we'll see what happens in the second period. I know Drew's going to be busy again, but hopefully the Cards can build some momentum. They get into the period they had a little bit near the end. Before they went on the power play, they had a little momentum where that first line was able to generate some things. And, you know, nothing against the third line. I used to coach all those boys on the Pee Wee B team. And they're all hard workers, good kids. But, you know, it's just a little bit faster game. So I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Luckowitz starts to shorten their shifts a little
bit. Yeah, I would think so, too. And they got to bring that third line in. I think it was good that Lucky did that early on in the game just to give these guys a break. Because if they didn't, they would be
gassed
by the end of the game.
But, absolutely.
You know, just to keep them in the game, they're going to have to limit that third line opportunity.
Yeah, just so that first line can keep that momentum that they're going, you know, and not sit for two shifts in a row.
Right.
And just kind of keep rolling, with, you know, and keep that. There's nice flow with them today.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, 1-1 our score right now. Again, shots 23-6 in favor of Nina here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center now in Rice Lake. Greg and Connie with you here. Sam Aberle, our video producer. Zach Whitecheck on radio today. We'll take another break and be ready for the start of the second period. After one, it is Chi-High 1 and Nina 1 on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Saturday afternoon hockey here, Chi High and the Neenah Rockets. And cards right now tied 1-1 on the Matt Fournette goal at 4:02 of the first period. The teams get ready to hit the ice here again.
Yeah, you know, I imagine if I was in the locker room of Neenah, they're strategizing. How are we going to get the puck by Drew Broholt?
Right.
You know, like he's a brick wall back there. So hopefully they don't discover any weak spots.
Well, he can keep a team in games, and even Matt Luckowitz, as I was talking to him in the office before going on the air today, admitted that Drew is going to have to come up big for us all season long.
Yes.
And he has shown that he can kind of pick up a team and say, I'll carry you through a game, and he's done that, did a great job last night, and is doing that today, this afternoon.
Yeah, and hopefully the Cards can find a couple more opportunities to shoot against Nina's goaltender. You know, he gave up some rebounds. We had some opportunities, and we did get the shots on net. And, you know, because of his short stature, there's going to be a little bit more gaps than they're used to when they're shooting on Drew in practice. So,
yeah, Drew is 6'2", and their goaltender, Nelson, is 5'7". That's probably with skates on.
I think that's with skates on because, you know, I have a child that plays goalie, and she's about 5'3", and I'm like, you don't look a lot different.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Team's on the ice. Linesman Dennis Fenton ready to drop the puck here. Simonson, Sutton, and Scholl have been the first line here, but they're going to go with that Kelly Verhagen and King line to start things out. The second line here against our first, Krista, Fournette, and Skelton up forward from Matt Luckowitz, and the Cards throw this. Yeah, they just dump this one right wing corner, and Fournette is there. He comes up and taps one ahead behind the net, behind goaltender Matt Nelson. But it's going to be steered out by Neenah. They've got it left wing corner. And here is Kelly. Kelly in the left wing elbow and works it out in front. There's a shot taken by number 15, Drew Drock, who's got the lone goal here. And that was right on. The save made by Drew. 16:25 left to go. Cards back in Neenah territory here. Right wing side's Dane Krista. This one pops high in the air. Tracked down by Verhagen for Neenah, and it's going to come all the way back out to center ice. On the near side is Andrew Hebert, but he can't control it, and it slides in the Chi High zone and tossed all the way down by Fournette. That's going to draw the whistle here for icing.
Yeah, I think Matt looked over his shoulder, saw there was no opportunity to make a pass. He's at the end of his shift, just ice it down.
Yep.
Get a whistle, get a change. The Johnson and Johnson line. Well, actually, no, it looks like a little bit of a shift. You got Sam Johnson, Zach Black, and, oh, yeah, Johnson.
Yep, there he is.
Yep.
So it is Johnson and Johnson and Zach Black. 15:55 left to go. Just underway here in the second period, tied at one apiece. And it is going to be Aiden Tsai who gets to it first for Chi High. He'll rim it around the board, cycles it from right to left on the half wall, and steered back out by Chi High, but right onto the tape of Cooper Zinda. His brother was an all-state player last year, a defenseman for Neenah that finished as a finalist for the McCabe Award, top defenseman. Here is Neenah, wrap around try right there, And it just scooted through the paint. And it's going to be picked up by Zach Black. Zach marches ahead and then is steered, stood up as he came in. And here is Nina. There's a shot on net. And a save Broboll. Slid over to his right. As the shooter came in, that was Carter Simonson, just bared down right on him, turned off to his left, and
Carter Simonson, a shot. One of our Team Wisconsin players for Nina.
Good player.
A very good player, and Drew stood tall on that one.
Sure did. Still one apiece on the scoreboard. Cards trying to maneuver the puck out of the zone, and it slides across the blue stripe into center ice. Nina right back on it. Worked it on the half wall in the Chi-High zone, and Cards again cleared out of harm's way. This one fired right on. Nelson makes the save and angles that one left wing corner. 14:51 at County left to go here in the second period. Nina picks it up, drops it off the fence on the far side, just riding it up the rail, and Chi-High gathers it back in. And here is Burmeister. Elijah with a backhand dumping shot there. And it rolls from right to left into the left wing elbow here. 14:25 on the game clock. Shots 24-6 in favor of the visitors here today. Cards trying to jump on it as Nina was working a breakout here. And the Rockets have it now. This is number 18, Brady Rosemarinowski.
That's a mouthful,
isn't it? Yeah. I'm thinking the same thing. When I saw that on the score sheet here.
You can pronounce that one.
Yeah, I said, this is going to take a while here.
Right.
Anyway, he had the shot and the save made by Drew here with 14:14 left to go. And the faceoff to his glove side in the Chi-High D zone. Comes around. Angled into the left wing corner. Now rolls around to the right of the players and comes to the left point. Nina's got it. Here's Mason King. Backhands. A pass in behind the cage. Nina comes out. Centering pass cut off. And Dane has got it right now. Number 9 crosses the blue line. Drops it in. Tries to give chase himself. He's going to do the skate stop and leave it for his teammate as the puck slides out to neutral ice and jumped right back in by Chi-High. Keep it close. I think that's the key here today for the Cards with a powerful Nina team. And here is Liam Kelly for the Rockets. Kelly bears down. Yeah, he got stood up as he came into the zone. And this one's dropped into the right wing corner. A shot on net. Broboll with a kick save and a rebound. He left a big rebound out there. And it's put in, and Nina finally is broken back up on top again.
The D really needed to clear that out of the way. I mean, it had sat there for a little bit, and he skated from the top of the circles to the rebound, and no one cleared the puck. A lot of looking around, not moving, unfortunately.
And it's going to be Keegan Kruger had 2 goals last night, scores here. The assist go to Zach Verhagen.
Not sure what the strategy is on the dump and chase. You know, when you're running a small stature team, you know, you might be cutting that third line. The dump and chase, you know, then you're running now and you're trying to bury and punch those D, right, and wear them down. But we're not the size to do that.
No, that's for sure. Cards a diminutive group for sure. As the puck off the faceoff is brought slightly back in the Chi-High zone. Here's the Cards. Carter Johnson ran into the net. Got it dislodged, I believe. And finally, the goaltender, Nelson, waving his arms to the referee.
Like the net's off here, people.
Yep.
I think
so
Nina's getting
play
the penalty.
Here, they might.
Yeah, it looks like number 7. He's not happy about it.
Interference call against Cooper Zinda. So this is going to be the second power play of the afternoon for Chi-High.
Hopefully they settle down a little bit more. You know, like I said, that first line's been producing the most opportunities that the Cards have seen. I think all the shots on net have come from them, so except for the last one just from Sam Johnson.
12:50 on the game clock left here in the second. Cards now trail it 2-1, and there's a drop inside the zone at Easton. Skelton turns, fires one that came off a Nina stick. Drop down to the ice. Cards can't recapture, though, inside the zone, and they got to retreat back to neutral ice. Backpedaling is Burmeister. Elijah turns, works it up to the Nina defensive zone. gets a pass and a quick shot by Easton Skelton as he turned and pulled the trigger on one. It went high. Here is Fournette looking for a second goal. That one's smothered by the goaltender Nelson, and he'll hang on to this one with a minute 26 left to go.
Yeah, a little bit of a quick whistle. It just kind of trickled out of the goaltender's glove or body. Could have been a nice rebound. You know, Easton had a great opportunity there. Just shot it high. You know, I'm thinking he sees a lot of net, you know, on this smaller goalie and just missed this opportunity.
125 remaining here on the power play. The Cards misfired. Did it come out? No, I guess it stayed in. Looked like it was going to bounce off the boards near us, but Chi High still controls on the power play inside the zone. Here's a quick shot. Oh, a quick snapper right there from Fournette. It's ripped out of the air by the goaltender, Nelson, with 1:10 left to go, and we'll have the faceoff again in the Nina zone. Just under 12 minutes to go, second period. And it's going to be Dane Krista getting it back for Elijah Burmeister, but stepping up for them was Weinholzer, who just tapped it off the stick, and it's going to ricochet all the way down the ice. Chi High has to work at the full length right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a little messy out there at neutral ice for the Cards.
Yeah, let's work at some zone entry here. Eh?
Yep. Yeah. Easton Skelton got a few feet in, but crowded out. They're just stacking it up, Connie, at the blue line here. And Chi High struggling to get it out of their own zone. Ticking down to a half minute left to go on the power play. Hammered in finally by Matt Fournette, but came hard off the boards and cleared all the way down by Nina. So 20 seconds left to go on the power play. Chi High gets it up to Carter Johnson, turns, runs one in behind the goaltender, hammered on the boards, and it hopped over the stick of the Cards down there.
Seibert.
That was Seibert. Colin Seibert had it pop over his blade and goes all the way back. And we're back to 5-on-5 hockey here. So Chi High 0-for-2 on the power play. And here's Seibert right now. Backs one off the boards. Gets it to the lone senior on this team, Carter Johnson. He'll ram that one in the right wing corner. But Nina is there first. Here they have the break. Verhagen up on the near fence. They get a left wing side. And a centering pass cut off there. Brobo got a stick on it. And angled that one back to his D, and it's cleared right on the length of the ice by Chi High. Shots are 27-9 for the Rockets. They lead it 2-1. And here is Verhagen. Crosses the ice. Hands off. Left wing side.
Good
they
save.
Get it over to Labs. And this one. Oh, with the five hole from Cooper Zinda. In the high slot.
I think he got tipped at the end.
It might have been, because usually Probold will stop that one, but it went five-hole. Zinda's going to get the goal as the puck came right to him, and he fired a shot, teed it up. The assist going to Vinny Scholl, the freshman.
The lone freshman on the team.
6:59, time of that one in the second period. And now a two-goal lead for Nina. Yeah, I must have been redirected just a bit because Drew would not allow the five hole to be open on that one.
Just a little tip changing that direction.
There's Easton Skelton. Angles that one off the boards, but can't put it in
the zone.
In the Nina zone. Here's a centering pass. Now they're starting to buzz here. Nina's got it, left wing corner, and they're working that puck all over the place. Easton Skelton gets to it first. Matt Fournette out there, too, and the puck just went right between his legs, and finally Chi High able to work it out, and Matt Fournette trying to track it down inside the zone as he races down there. Here is Dane Krista. Krista on the half wall to Fournette, centering pass. Easton Skelton down there to provide some traffic in front of the goaltender, a redirect, but couldn't get to the rock, and here comes the Rockets. Mark Sutton into the zone. Sutton now dances off to his left for Verhagen, one-timer, and it was Drew Probold with the save, and Chi High counters right now. Here's a shot! Matt Fournette with a beautiful goal as he beat the goaltender over his left shoulder, roofed one, And Chai Hai has tied it up again. Netter, what a night for him so far.
Lot of back of net, a lot of white twine right behind that smaller goaltender. And Matt is able to just aim, you know, and have that poise to just bury the puck.
8:06, time of the goal here.
I don't think the game's going to get away from us now. That was a much-needed goal.
Oh, man.
We needed an
was
answer, ever. And Matt Fournette delivered.
And this is similar, Connie, to the first two goals.
Yes.
Where they scored, and shortly after that, we tied it up. Yeah, here's a shot right on from center.
Yeah, bouncing. Those are kind of tricky for the goalie, so, you know.
Brovold makes that save. 8:49 left to go. And what an afternoon for Matt Fournette, the junior. And that was the place to go, that upper part of the net over this smaller goaltender.
Chai
Hai clears it. Long pitch ahead. And
D, you're too far back.
Yep, here is Weinholzer comes in. Yeah, the D are backing up prematurely, I think.
Yeah, giving way too much time and space to this Nino team.
And Chai Hai will angle this off the boards all the way down, and that'll draw the icing call here with 8:25 left to go in the second period.
Yeah, you know, yes, the team is faster, Nina, as compared to Baldwin, but you cannot give him all that time and space.
Nope.
You still have to keep that gap control.
Him, huh?
Yeah, yep.
Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Face off to the glove side of Brovold. Clean win for Nina. Here's a shot on net. Rebound try. It was left at the bottom of the circle. And picked up right there by Liam Kelly, but a lot of bodies out in front of Drew Brovold. And now they'll just chuck this one in the right wing corner and set it up again. One timer from
good
the
job,
high
Drew.
Slot by Dronk, who's got a goal here today. And it bounced hard off the wall and snagged by Brovold right there with 8:05 left to go in the second period.
Yep. Second line's coming off, first line's going out. Excellent decision right there to
keep
them
fresh.
Rolling. Yep, exactly. We need Matt Fournette out there to get some goals.
Yeah. The Fournette show so far, Brovold and Fournette. And Matt's got it right now. Pushes that one ahead, but hauled in by Nina, and they'll go D to D. Here's a cross-ice pass down low, the bottom of the circle on the near wing. And Verhagen cycling down there.
Get there, Easton.
Comes back to the point, spinning and dumping one is Labs into the left wing corner. And Chai Hai's got it right
here
now.
Go. Nice.
Here is Krista. Cross ice for Easton Skelton. Skelton to the top of the circle. Fournette trailing him. Matt shoots. Fires that one just wide. Comes in back of the goaltender. Chai Hai still with the puck. And left wing side. Centering pass right there. Spinning and firing. Chai Hai had it for a moment. And a chance there for Matt Fournette. You can see he's lifted his head like, how did I miss that net? And here is Nina on the break, left wing side. It is Liam Kelly into
good
the
job,
zone.
D.
Kelly centering pass right there. There are the cards on the back check. Good job to come up with it. But here they give
Andrew
it up
Avery
to Liam Kelly again. Kelly knocked into the boards and worked. He hit his head on the boards, but no call on that one. And they just kind of, I think it slipped and fell right there. And here's a shot through traffic. Ricochets out of the right wing corner. Back to the point. Loading one up is Zinda. And this one knocked down in front and cleared all the way down by the Cards as they were near the end of that shift and running out of fuel with 6:36 left to go in the second period.
Yeah, solid defense there for Andrew Hebert. He had a great gap when the Nina skaters were coming into zone. Laid the body down, fighting for that rebound, as opposed to that, I think that second goal where they gave him all day to come and get that rebound.
Nina's first line out there right now. Second line, yep. Zach Black will take to try to win the draw for Chai Hai. Can't do it. This one is a sizzler right in on Brovold, and the sophomore goaltender will squeeze that between the pads here with 6:33 left to go. We're even strength. Both teams over on the power play. Chai Hai's had a couple of chances, and the Cards have it right now. Here is Austin Fournette, the defenseman. Leads the pack to neutral ice, but this one hits the lighting up on the roof, and that'll be out of play here. Propane keeps the lights on. Speaking of lights, keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home and business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Hina with the puck right now. They'll work the rock just inside the blue line. Here is Zinda. Cooper Zinda, very active defenseman. Rolls down to the bottom of the circle on the near wing. Fires a shot. That one on the half boards now. It sails around on the far wing. And Carter Johnson being hammered. There's going to be a cross check on Nina right here. Yep, cross check on Zinda. Yep, Cooper Zinda pleading his case. But it was clear.
I think it's his second one of the night. Yeah, he's definitely not pleased with that. But it was a clear cross check. I mean, yeah. You know, he just right over his back.
That's how they draw it up in the book.
Yeah.
A cross check. This right. is a cross check.
Don't do it.
Right. So, Chi High with a third opportunity on the man advantage with 5:54 left to go here in the second period. We're tied. Or, pardon me, Nina up 3-2. We were tied at one apiece, tied at two, and Chi-Hi trying to tie it right here as Easton Skelton rifled one in on the goaltender, and he had a clear look at right here.
Yeah, you know, Easton, I feel like, is due. He's just about due. He's getting some looks, he's getting some opportunities, he's earned those opportunities. It'd be nice to see him bury it.
5:44 right left to go. Oh, Barnett, how did that miss the back of the cage?
Somehow
the goaltender,
again.
Nelson, the puck was still loose. He got over to the puck as it was just gunned in right there. A BB from Matt Fournette, and Nelson made the save and got a quick whistle to help him out here. 1:45 left to go on the power play, and he'll look off to his right as the puck is dropped, and Chi High had to carry it all the way out. A little miscommunication. Cards kind of bunched up on the blue line and no room to move for Matt Fournette, who's got a pair here. Netter comes in, top of the circle, fires one. A wrister that goes wide into the left wing corner, and Chi High sets up their power play. Burmeister, top of the key on the near side.
There's
down
Easton.
Low for Easton Skelton. Skelton drags it and back the goaltender. Now Easton patiently rolls it, cycles it back to the right side. Oh, it got past Austin Fournette.
And you know, the twin will be yelling at him later.
Yep, the Cards have to reset right here. Austin's got it right now. He ran into
Burmeister.
Liam Kelly. Yeah, Burmeister was down there too. And the Cards in the power play look a little sloppy right now. They're on the end of the ice. Here is Verhagen for Nina, and this might draw a penalty. Yep, it's going to be a call right here on Chi High.
Austin Fournette with the tripping. Yeah, it all started, I think, when Austin didn't hold the blue.
Knee to knee.
You know, Matt Fournette passed to his twin, Austin. Austin kind of mishandled it, and then all chaos broke loose.
And that's, when it breaks down, that's what happens. A penalty, you can almost guarantee a penalty is going to happen.
Especially in that D zone.
Because you panic.
No one wants to get scored shorthanded.
Right.
That's like demoralizing.
Exactly. Cards able to push it ahead out of the zone. We're 4-on-4 hockey right now for 39 seconds, and then Nina will have their second power play of the afternoon. Here are the Rockets right now. Simonson, he's got wheels. Simonson moves in, fires a shot, kind of floated off to the left, and that gave time for Drew to move over to the right post and watch him. Kind of map him out there. 4:22 left to go. Second period, 28 on the 4-on-4 left here. And the face-off inside the Chi High zone. Andrew Johnson tries to ride it out. And he had the body pushed into him, but some puck support right there from Zach Black, and Zach moves it inside the zone. Now he dangles, tries the toe drag. That didn't work, and it is Nina across the line, 1-on-4 here.
Uh-oh.
Nina with a nice pass right there to Vinny Scholl, the freshman. Pulled the trigger on a shot. It went over the crossbar, but they were 1-on-4, and Scholl got into the mix, and odd man rush there for Nina, but They did not score. We're 3-2 our count. Nina leads Chi High here late in the second period as the Rockets come into the zone. Here is Mark Sutton. He'll fake the shot, then comes around. They set up their power play now as Nina's got the 5-on-4 for 50 seconds. Here's a pass, cross ice! And going out to meet the shooter, Carter Simonson, was Pro Bowled, and he swallowed that shot up here.
Yeah, Drew does a great job coming to the top of the crease, a little bit out, cutting down the angles. He's a big kid already, so then coming out, he cuts that angle down, and just really aggressive towards the puck. Excellent job back there.
Well, you can't sit back and let stuff happen to you, and he's very, very proactive that way. 3:19 left to go. 39 seconds on the power play for Nina, and they've got it right now. They work it left to right. Now they go in the left wing circle, and a shot taken by Labs. And that one off the glass behind Brobold, and it's picked back up. And here's a one-timer from Cooper Zinda. Cards cut off the rebound and clear it all the way down. And we're down to 15 seconds to go in the Nina power play. 2:52 on the game clock left here in the second. Cards hanging tough against a very talented team that finished third in the final D1 poll last year. And that will do it. Cards back to equal strength here as they get the puck to neutralize. Zach Black out of the gate. And we're 5-on-5 hockey here with 2.5 left to go, second period. Chi High's got it right now. They work it up on the right wing, but hand it right to Cooper Zinda, who turns, and he'll pass it off to the right for Mason King. And it's
again a lot of time and space.
But Brobold with the save here. 2:21 left to go in the faceoff in the Chi High zone. 3-2 the score. Well, we scored more than New Richmond did last night against them.
Yeah.
They were shut out 7-0 against Nina.
They only had, 27 shots against their goaltender.
Yeah.
So,
Chi High at 14 so far here tonight. Here's a shot on net. Puck and back. Brobold, and it's going to go in.
What an odd bounce. You know, it bounced up. I think it hit Brobold's head, and I don't even know. Borderline high stick there. So, but refs are calling it good.
An unassisted goal for Verhagen here in the second at 14:47 of the second period. And now they've got a two-goal edge here. Brobold did not see that puck behind him. The defense couldn't clear it out. And it's now 4-2 in favor of the Rockets. Cards have it right now. Here is Carter Johnson, the senior. Rolls into the Nina player, and both guys tumble down. And Johnson, just hanging out at neutral ice, saw the puck come right to him. Steers it ahead. Now the puck is backpedaled into the Chi High zone with 1:40 left to go in the second period. Now the shots are 40-14 in Nina's favor. Here's a centering pass for Mason King. Went through his wickets, and this one's going to come back in the Card zone. Chi High trying to stretch a player down, that's Dane Krista, to neutral ice, but the Rockets didn't bite on that. It's back in the Chi High zone here with 1:19 on the game clock left in the second. Cards want to keep this close if they can. Here's a shot from Rose Murowski. And that one went over the crossbar and hit the net behind Brobold. 1:11 left to go, second period. Little break here.
Yeah. Cards have gone down to 1-2 lines right now, and just hoping for another spark so we can let the game get away from us.
This one in behind Brobold. Cards going to try to muscle it out. That's Dane Krista. Banny passed right in front of his goaltender. Kind of a no-no in hockey, but got away with it. But this one picked up and gone wide from Kruger for Anita. He just will snipe on anything that you let loose in your own zone. It's going to come out and Rothermeal for Anita guns this one in as we go down to about 37 seconds left to go in the period. Here is Anita. They're wheeling and dealing here. Back to the point. And this one comes on the left wing wall. Cards try to get out of it this period without giving up a goal here. Centering pass cut off in front, and Chi High has it, and they'll lift it down to neutral ice. Scooped up right there by Kruger, who's dropped down to one knee. Chi High with 14 seconds left to go. Here's a shot taken and scooped off the ice by the goaltender Nelson. Off the try by Easton Skelton. 11.7 seconds left to go in the second period. It's 4-2 Rockets here. Cards are going to look forward to the break in the locker room for a few minutes. Nina's deep, and they're talented and fast. Here is Matt Fournette. Lost the puck as he came in the high slot area. The turnover, and Nina's got it right now. They work it inside the zone. One final try there from Simonsen. And that one ricocheted over the net. Not a play here. So we go to the second intermission, down 4-2. Shots are 41-15 in favor of the Rockets here after two periods.
Yeah, I think the score is really reflective of what we're seeing out there. You know, the Cards will get the puck, and it's just like Nina just has boosters in their skates. And they've caught up to the Card player right away. I recognize why we're doing a lot of that dump and chase. Our zone entry is struggling right now, you know, just with the speed of Nina and their longer reach. So, yeah, but, you know, Drew Broval doing a great job.
Yep, just keep it close.
Yes.
Against good teams, you just got to do that. And
give your team some hope.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Greg and Connie with you here today at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Busy weekend of hockey. Last night, Chi High knocked off Baldwin Woodville 2-0, but trail 4-2 against the Nina Rockets here this afternoon. Got a five-game week next week, not for us alone, but basketball and hockey. We'll start things out on Tuesday with McDonald girls basketball against Fall Creek, 6:40 pregame show, and a bunch of basketball games, four total next week, and a hockey game next Thursday as Chi High hosts River Falls here.
Yeah, River
First,
Falls.
First BRC game on the radio here this year.
Breaking in the conference games. And last year, River Falls, you know, they easily handled the Cards, both at there and here. So, you know, we'll see what they graduated and what they look like this year.
Yeah, that should be interesting as we jump into BRC play. That'll be next Thursday. And our pregame show at 6:40, Cardinal Countdown here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. But this afternoon, it is 4-2, Nina over Chi High after 2, and we'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Anthony. Power counted. And a foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason Bossy takes the rebound away from Perone. Couture and Sakura. Look out. Down the lane. Slams it home with two hands. Jordan Sakura. Emphatic. And the senior saying, we're not going home tonight.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
An afternoon of hockey here today. Chi High and Nina, and the Rockets lead this one 4-2. It's been tied a couple of times, 1-1, 2-2, but then two unanswered for the Nina Rockets here today. And Jeff Lindemann's team is up by a pair heading into the third period. Shots are 41-15 in favor of the Rockets, and Cards just trying to keep it close, maybe pick up a goal and put the squeeze on Nina a little bit in the third period, and who knows, but probably the next goal is critical for them. If they get down by three, it might be a little difficult to make the comeback here this afternoon. Well, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. You can follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Yeah, 4-2 our count. I just mentioned Connie was away for a moment. I mentioned the next goal is going to be just huge, because if Chai can get that one, then all of a sudden the pressure starts to build up a little bit on Nina. But, boy, if Nina gets a three-goal lead, it's going to be tough to come back here.
Yeah, it's going to feel like a mountain that you just can't, you know, conquer. So, for sure, you know, the Cards are going to have to get that recovery goal, just like Matt Fournette stepped up now twice as James.
Yep.
See if he's got a third one in him or someone else can take that.
Right.
Yeah.
Fournette with two, one at 4:02 of the first, and then the second came in the second stanza at 8:06. Fournette, an unassisted goal to get both tallies for Chi High, but somebody else needs to step up. You feel like maybe Easton Skelton might be the next kid to get a goal here. He's been close this afternoon.
He definitely has. You know, he plays a really solid game. He's not a flashy player by any means, but he's in the right place, doing the right things, making the right decisions. So hopefully he can get rewarded.
And Brovold standing up pretty good today. Maybe one or two of those he might like to have back, but well, you can't fault him too much for the score, because he has just been
He's over 90% save percentage right now with 41 shots against. Can't complain there if you're a goaltender or your coach of a goaltender that's putting up those numbers.
You can only do so much.
Yeah, your team has to, you know, help him out a little bit.
Right. 4-2 our count. We'll take one final break in this intermission and come back, set you up for the third period. Chi High and Nina this afternoon. After two, it's the Rockets 4. The Cards too. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Ticking down the final few seconds before the puck drop here to start the third period. Chi-High trails 4-2. It was 1-1, 2-2, and then a couple of goals for Nina makes it 4-2 as we go to the third.
Yeah, I think one problem for the Cards right now is really only their first line is able to generate any offensive pressure, and that's just a really, you know, tall order for one line to carry the team in that way. Much like Drew Broval to carry the team back there. So hopefully the second line starts gelling, and, you know, they have the ability. You know, you have Zach Black with speed.
Yeah, he's got some good speed.
Yeah, I mean, we've watched Sammy, you know, Johnson, so,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, see if somebody comes up a hero here in the third for Chi High, but they trail it by a deuce at this point. With Nina getting ready to hit the ice here in just a moment, they're ready to come out here and seal the deal and go home on the school bus or coach bus coming up here through the snow back to Nina. Chi-High won their opener last night, beating Baldwin-Woodville, now trailing the team that finished third in the final D1 poll last year. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and proud to support our coverage of Chi-High hockey. And here comes the reffing crew. We have three power plays for Chi-High. They're over for those, and a couple for Nina. But they really, it's amazing that they have not scored a power play goal, because they really move that puck back and forth on the man advantage.
I mean, Nina looks like they're on the power play when they're not.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
It's true.
Yep. Yeah, they're fast, quick team, make smart decisions. So, I mean, the fact that Cards are in this game 4-2, that's a, hats off to the Cards for hanging with this really, really strong Nina team.
Drew Broomold cuts up the paint in front of his net on the south end of the building here. And Matt Nelson, the senior, will set up shop on the north end. Linesman Dennis Fenton makes sure the goaltenders are okay. They give him the wave, and we are ready to start here. First line against first line. Sutton, Simonson, Scholl up forward for Nina, and Krista Frenette and Skelton for Chi High. And we are underway. Puck loose at neutral ice. Going to be grabbed there by Scholl. The freshman turns, spins it ahead for Sutton. One-timer. Oh, the senior laid one, a hard one on Broomold, but he knocked it down and clears it for his D. And the Cards counter right now. Here is Matt Frenette rubbed on the wall in back of Nelson, the goaltender for Nina. And that frees the puck up for Simonson. Races up the ice, turns it into the zone, and laid a beautiful pass on the right side for Scholl.
Yeah,
and
that's
put in right behind Broomold.
I mean,
and there it is.
Yeah, he was on the far post, to get that pass there, and that's a really hard one to stretch and get. The defense have to come up better and pick up sticks and not let that player by you.
So Scholl with the goal. Carter Simonson the assist along with Labs. And that may just do it for Nina right now as Cards trail 5-2.
Yeah.
Tough one to work out. A lot of time here, but they may smell blood in the water here, and we'll see how they react. Here is Nina right now. Liam Kelly, who's been all over the ice tonight, got to the blue line. Had it plucked off his stick right there as we go to the one-minute mark gone here in the third period. Cards break up the Nina play as they come in, but it is Cooper Zinda who floated down between the circles and pulled the trigger on a shot. There is Zach Black, who avoided a check almost knee-to-knee from Zinda. Worked his way around that one. Loose at neutral ice, and it's right in the center circle for Mason King. He'll backpedal in his own zone, gets a good look, works it off to his left for Keenan Kruger, and it bounces off the wall right onto the tape of Austin Frenette. Reaches down, guns one in. 15-19 left to go here in the third period. Lead pass right now, and all alone, a shot taken by Weinholzer, and a nice save right there from Broomold. Fired hard, and a breakaway chance for Nina. Still 5-2. This one backed around the corner behind Drew into the left wing elbow and brought out. Boy, he has just earned combat pay here tonight, Drew Broomold, and the net was nudged off, and we'll have a stoppage of play here with 14:48 left to go, third period.
Yeah, on that breakaway opportunity, the Cards didn't have a forecheck. They had the F1, and then F2 was non-existent, giving that D a lot of time to make that stretch pass all the way down for that breakaway.
Shots are 44-15 in favor of the visiting Rockets here. Face off to the stick side of Broomold. Shot made it through traffic. Got to the sophomore goaltender. He makes the save. And they're going to pile up over 50 shots. Who knows, maybe even 60 shots here today on Broomold. Cards only 15 on Matt Nelson as the puck floats high over the defenseman. And they're going to call this an icing call, even though the defenseman, Sarazen, reached up for it.
I mean, the
might
Cards are definitely interfering with Nelson's save percentage. Two goals on 15 shots.
So yeah.
There's a win.
Right. Hit his numbers, right?
Right.
Here we go. Face off in the right circle. Glove side of Broomold. Cards try to muscle it up against the boards, and Dane Christ down there. And Chi High has got it worked out of the zone by Easton Skelton. Skelton trying to split the D. Couldn't do it. They stood him up. Yep. And no call on that potential interference call. And here comes the Nina Rockets 2-on-2. Diving in is Sutton, Mark Sutton, who had an assist on the last goal, or one of the goals here. And this one floats west to east. Inside the zone. Cards can't clear. Comes back to the point. One timer on net. Might have touched the glove of Brovold. Went over the net. Hit the glass behind him. Still loose inside the zone. Now collected by the Rockets.
Oh, no.
Backpedaling is Labs. And it came out in front. Put in by the Rockets.
What a lucky bounce.
Weird bounce as it came back out.
Yeah, you miss the net completely. And it bounces on the other side of the net where no one else is.
They're going to say it's all on purpose, right?
Yeah, set play. They know the boards here in Chippewa.
Right.
From warm-ups. Well, the floodgates have kind of opened here for the Cards. You know, there was still no one on that player on the side of the net. Even if it was a lucky bounce, he was all alone.
Yep, exactly. 3:25 time of the goal. I'm not sure who got it. They listed 25, but there is no 25. I don't know. We're going to try to get a clarification on that one. 3:25, time of the goal here in the third period. And Mark Sutton's going to get the goal. And Labs will get the assist at 3:25 left to go in the period. Into the period, I should say. 3:25 mark. And is now 6-2. So this one got away from the Cards. They hung tough for a while. But cream rose to the top. And the Cards back in the zone trying to set something up, some offense up here. But quickly turned back the other direction for the Rockets. Here is Mason King. King skates into the corner, rubbed a little bit as he came on the boards. And Chi High trying to track it down, and they do. They work it up to the forward on the far side. Ripped off the wall by Zach Black. Just slightly into the Nina zone, and the Rockets able to get it out to center right now. Here is Zinda. Cooper Zinda crosses the line. Backhand blind pass right there. Didn't connect. Floats on the wall on the near side. And it's going to be brought through center ice into the Nina zone and scooped off the ice by Nelson. And he'll hang on to that with a four-goal lead here. And Nina in comfortable shape with 12:39 left to go in the third period.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, it'd be nice if the Cards could at least get another goal just to even out the score a little bit or make it less of a... Hopefully we don't get running time.
Yep. This one on the half wall comes back to the point. One timer. And it's knocked out. Here we go. One on one. Now Cards get back. And oh, what a big time save by Drew Brovold on a shot there from Rothermel.
Andrew Hebert gave chase. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He
caught up to him.
Yes.
Rothermel's fast, and he's hurt a little bit here.
Yep.
Might
Andrew
Hebert
just turned
the wrong
on his
place
own rockets.
Right there.
Yeah, well.
12:25 left to go in the period. So it's still 6-2. Back to the point. One-timer on the ice. And that one thumped out from Provold on the shot by Sarazen. And here comes Sutton again for Nina. Sutton. Had a poke checked off his stick. Tried to track it down in the corner boards. Become top of the circle. And wheeling and dealing there is Weinholzer. And made a shot off the goaltender Brovold into the right wing corner. 11:53 left to go. Scrum inside the Chi High zone. Finally lifted back out, but right into the glove of Sarazen. He'll drop it, dump it in. He'll stay out, but the forwards change it up right now. And head coach Jeff Lindemann can really use his lower lines if he likes right here because they've got a comfortable four-goal lead with 11:30 left to go in the game. Here's a breakout pass for Simonson, and he was rolling inside the zone and then cut off by the Cards, and it's worked back the length of the ice and back goaltender Matt Nelson up on the near wing. Rockets get it across the line. Now they'll work it in the slot, a shot on the right side by C.J. Tate. And now it's 7-2, and they are rolling.
Yeah, the wheels have fallen off for the Cards at this point. You know, just got to find a way to keep playing, keep competing. You can't roll over or just give up.
So Teat with the goal, assist going to Simonson and Vinny Scholl in the third period.
Yeah, not your goaltender's fault when they're making three passes like that.
No,
tape.
That is so true.
The defensive coverage in the D zone has definitely fallen apart, and you've seen a lot of just throwing the puck.
5:52, time of that goal.
Here we go.
And here is Matt Burnett. He's got a pair here today, and this one off a stick on the shot and floats into the net behind the goaltender, Nelson. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Face off in the Nina zone to the left of the goaltender as he looks at it. And the Rockets have it right now. It is Simonson. Carter Simonson ducks under a check into the left wing corner. Simonson spun, trying to get it back for his D, and I believe it was offsides. No, they're going to say it was inside the zone still, but Chi High tracks it down. 10:40 left to go here in the third period. Cards trail by five. Next goal puts us into running time. And this one on the breakout pass, the dumping pass, is caught by Drott for Nina. He's got it right now. Drott backpedals, works it to his left for Labs, and then they cough it up in the zone. Here is Sam Johnson with a chance as he tries to pick up the mistake by Nina, but couldn't bring it home, and the Rockets have it right now. They are out at center ice for Mason King. King floats right wing corner, tried to pass one, came off a Chi High stick, and here is Sam Johnson. Number seven. Johnson walks it across the line. Passes off to his left for Carter Johnson. Tries to find the puck in behind the netminder, Matt Nelson. And it's loose, right wing corner. 9:38 left to go here in this third period. Cards had a 2-2 tie in the second, but that has evaporated here in the third, and they trail it 7-5 as Zinda's got it. Lays one off to his left. They go back and forth here for Liam Kelly, and Zinda fell into the netminder. Brovold and back the net off its moorings here, and so we'll stop play right there.
Yeah, you know, the rink is about 85 feet wide, and it's like every time the Cars get the puck, they try to dump it or ice it or, you know, just get it out there, and it hits the 2 feet of the Nina player. So
yeah.
I don't know if they have little magnets on the puck or what. But, yeah, the Cards have got to find a way to get it maybe off the glass or something like that.
9:20 left to go in the third period. And a stoppage of play in the offsides right here as Nina was starting to bring it in. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chippewa Falls Athletics. At the dot, outside the Cards D zone. Chi High works it off to the boards, and Bodie Custer racing to get to it. And now you think Lucky might go down to his third line, use them more in the third period here?
Yep, yeah, at this point, let's get him some game experience. You don't want anyone else in the first line or second line getting hurt because they're tired. It's not like we have a chance, really, to win this game.
Off the wall on the near side, back out to neutral. For Colin Seibert, banks this one off the fence and inside the zone. It's top of the circle on the near side, and Nina lays it out through neutral. And Cards trying to race to get to it, and they do. Here is Austin Fournette heading down, skating to the blue line, and lays one in the zone. And he'll spin off on the change of D. Out there for him is Elijah Burmeister as the puck is coughed up outside the line. We've got a Nina player hurt.
Yeah, I think Keller Riley might get a penalty on that one. So I don't know what they're going to give him for, but I think maybe tripping or knee contact.
Yep, knee contact. Yeah, you can see he's limping. Rose Murnowski is going to go to the bench here.
Yeah, Nina keeps running their top groups. You know, like, those are the things you don't want to have happen on a game
right. You
clearly have
yep.
in the bag,
yep.
you know? Like,
yep.
here we have, you know, number six, Simonson, out there. He's, I think, in their top line. So,
right, yeah,
yeah,
he is.
Here we
Simonson, Sutton, Scholl out there.
They want to run it up.
Yep. Well, they've got a long bus ride home here. Here is Zinda, Cooper Zinda, quarterback for the power play out at the high point. Lays it off to his left for Simonson. Pass, centering pass, got away, and ricochets off the boards for Simonson to Zinda. Zinda, top of the circles to Simonson. They go cross ice, and here is a return pass for Zinda. Tried a wrist shot, knocked down in front. Cards chip it aside, and it is dumped all the way down by Matt Fredette. 7:44 left to go in the game. 1:23 on the power play here left for the Rockets. This one got away from Nina and hammered down the ice by Burmeister. Taking it down here. Crowd pretty quiet with a 7-2 lead for Nina. Well, it was a close game in the second. Not anymore here. Zinda moves in, dangles, used the shoulder fake, and just rifle one wide, and they peel it off the boards, and Zinda gets a pass again. Now goes cross ice for his teammate Simonson. That didn't connect, and Chi High counters right now with Austin Fournette. He's got Matt on his wing and fires a shot on net. Takes it himself. And that one fought off by Nelson, the goaltender, into the right wing corner. Yeah, Matt was all by himself, but Austin decided to pull the trigger on a shot himself. 28 seconds left to go here in this power play as it's dumped in the zone. No icing here, and it's going to be held on to by Nina. They've got it. Skating in is Carter Simonson. Lost the rock, and this one peeled back by Chi High. Set all the way down the ice. 7 seconds left to go on the power play for Liam Kelly. Kelly comes in harassed by Zach Black as he got into the corner. Nina still controls. Cards get Carter Johnson back out there. 5-on-5 hockey. And this one is dumped all the way down by Zach Black. And that will draw the whistle for icing here with 6:09 left to go in the third period. Shots are 51-15 in favor of the Rockets here this afternoon.
Yes, no surprise, the score is also in the favor of the Rockets.
Yeah, right. It is hard. It would be almost impossible to give up 51 shots and not see a little lopsided score here, I would think.
Yeah.
As good as Drew Brovold is. 6 minutes exactly left to go, third period. Cards are going to go to 1-1 on the season. Shot comes in. Brovold makes the save there. 52 saves now for him. Comes back to Nina in the high slot. And disrupted there by Carter Johnson with 5:44 left to go, third period. Well, let's see how Chi High reacts to this one. The beatdown here this afternoon after a opening season win last night against Baldwin Woodville. 5:29 left to go, counted down. Puck still laid in the Chi High zone. It is C.J. Tate who had a goal a moment ago. Tracks it down to the corner. Cards cut off the centering pass. That's Carter Johnson. Johnson shadowed as he came around by Kruger and pinned up against the wall, and it comes free for Elijah Burmeister. He can't clear, but it ricochets off a player. It's going to go all the way back down in the Nina zone. Under five to play here in the third period. Chaya trails 7-2. Nina looking for the eighth goal in the running time here. Hasn't been able to come up with it. They've led by five for a while here. 7-2. 4:42 left to go. Puck pinned up in the Chi High zone. Going to come around left to right. The inboards. And here is Austin Fournette. He'll just feather one off to his left. And Chi High clears it back out to neutral ice. And first man to reach it is Keller Riley.
Yeah.
Riley had it as he brought it into the left wing corner, and Nina counters right here with Liam Kelly, and an offsides call right here against the Rockets. 4:15 left to go in the third period.
you know, sometimes the Cards can struggle to receive these passes. You know, it's a hard cross-ice pass, but Kelly Riley did a great job. Caught the pass, got it in the zone. It was nice to see that.
Yeah.
A little refreshing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. 4 minutes coming up on the four-minute mark left to go, third period. Nina on the breakout from their own zone, their own end of the ice, and a long stretch pass. Not connecting for him, so an icing call here with 3:56 left to go, third period.
Yeah, you know, last year when we played Stevens Point, they greatly outshot us, something similar to this. But one of the differences is that leadership at D,
yep,
Sam
Abair, exactly.
Brett Krista. Yeah, you know, we've seen some defensive breakdowns that just Drew's not, you know, he's not a superhero. He's going to get beat.
That's exactly right.
He needs help.
It is hard, Connie, to beat a team if the defense and goaltending isn't there. You can you can get away with lackluster offense or poor offense, but boy, if you're weak at goaltending and D, it shows up. Here is a shot by Cooper Zinda, and it went in.
Yeah,
Zinda was allowed just to walk right in on Provold.
You know, take your time, pick your spot. It's a tough spot for a goaltender. Like we said, we have great goaltending, and we have young D.
Yep.
I'm not going to say that they're not good. They're just young, and they really, the only two that had any varsity experience, and it was limited at that, was Eli Burmeister and Austin Fournette.
Yeah.
You know, it was primarily just 2D last year.
So an 8-2 score. We go to running time now for this game, and mercifully, I think we're going to running time here.
Yeah.
The way things have shaken out. Nina finally gets that six-goal lead, and they've got it right now. Now let's just shut him down the rest of the way, and a shot from Simonson. He went down on one knee and gunned one right in on Provold. This one tapped around in the zone, and the Cards just have no answer offensively for Nina. Here is Simonson again. Simonson lays one back for Labs, and his wrist shot into the mitt of Drew Provold. He might as well hang on to this, Drew, for a while. Let's run some clock here. 2:38 and running here in the third period, and an 8-2 lead for Nina. They beat New Richmond 7-0 last night, so they're going to go home with a couple of BRC victories here.
Yeah, it used to be the opposite. You come to the BRC and you get beat up.
Exactly.
Not today.
This one swept in from top of the circle on the right side there by Rothermill. And the puck kicked around on the half wall. A couple of Nina players in, three Chi High players. And they finally, Chippewa talking about, gets it past the blue line. Loose just inside the line now. And Nina starting to play some players that don't get a whole lot of time. Here is Seitch for the Rockets. Down to the final couple of minutes of this one. Rolls in on Drew Provold, decides just to put his body in front and not hang on to the puck, and here is Sykes right now. Moves in, bottom of the circle, surrounded by Cards, and finally taken away by Burmeister. Elijah moves off to his left and tosses this one off the boards. Ison's going to be waved off with a minute 25 left to go in this one. Out loose at neutral ice. Came off the skate of Easton Skelton. Ricocheted back for the Cards D. And up the ice we go. Here is Matt Fournette. He's got a couple of goals. A lone bright spot offensively for Chi High here. And the puck loose in back of the cage. Chi High can't complete the play here. And it's on the half wall. And we're at 1 minute left to go in this game. Here is Jablonski. He was roughed up as he came into the zone. Cards players liking that one. And there is Fournette. Well, he has lost his energy, I think, on that. You can just tell he is gassed right now. 38 seconds left to go. He tried to clear it out on the backhand and just fanned on it. And here's a shot on net. It goes wide. Ricochets off the inboards in the Chi High zone. Down to 27 ticks of the clock left here. Nina reaches back, able to hold the zone here. And Austin Fournette's got it for Chi High. works it off to the left wing and off the window. Onto the tape is Zinda. Cooper Zinda's out there just playing catch with his defensive partner. 9 seconds left to go. Cards get in the middle of the passing lane. That one ricochets into the right wing corner. And Zinda willing to hang out of the puck and take the time off the clock. And a final of 8-2. Nina defeats Chi High. Shots are 55-17 here this afternoon in favor of the Rockets.
Yeah, it's a tough break for the Cards, you know, facing a huge squad that they have their varsity team, their varsity reserve, and their junior varsity. And I was looking at where these players are from, and yeah, it's confusing that they even have a co-op when Nina easily could field their own team, and so could Hortonville. And I get there's two players from Menasha, but it doesn't seem to make sense why there's such a huge co-op and the WIA is allowing them.
They have a wealth of riches here. Mm-hmm. Players, and you just wonder about some of the players that may not get much playing time because of just the logjam of, of players there.
Yeah, you know, the whole point of high school sports is to have more kids in the pro social activities, you know, to have that experience, but this definitely bottlenecks a lot of kids out of that role.
All right, well, final 8-2. We didn't think it was, thought that it might be this kind of game, and it evolved into that, even though it was close for a while. 2-2 score, and an 8-2 final here as Nina goes home winning two games on the road trip up here to the Northwest. We will take a break, come back, and wrap things up with our post-class near post-game show, our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap, and maybe try to catch Matt Luckowitz here as well if we can, or one of the coaches to talk about it. But 8-2 final here in Chippewa Falls this afternoon as Chi High goes to 1-1 on the season. We'll be back in just 3 minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO live stream on YouTube.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Well, it's time for our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High absorbs a 8-2 loss here today against Neenah. And the Rockets, very talented team, and they proved it on the ice here today. They outshot us 55-17. Drew Broval did all he could do, but didn't get a whole lot of help from the D here, a very young D group, and wound up losing this one 8-2. So the Cards go to 1-1, and Neenah coming off a win last night against New Richmond, already 3-0, and they're going to be a top-ranked team, I predict, all throughout the season. This was close. Neenah got out. They never trailed in this game. And they led 1-0. Chi-High Matt Fournette got the first goal of the game for the Cards, tied it up. Neenah scored at 3 minutes of the first period. Then Netter got his goal at 4:02 of the first. And the assist going to Aiden Tsai and Dane Krista. And we were tied at one apiece. Then Neenah got a goal again. And Fournette with the game-tying goal at 8:06 of the second period, and Chi-High trailed after that and wound up losing 8-2 here today. So Post-Glass Mirror post-game show here for commercial, residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Well, Drew Broval saved a number of shots here. Chi-High, as I said, outshot 55-17. And Broval played hard and did his best here today. And Chi-High losing this one 8-2. And time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Lone two goals scored for the Cards here this afternoon were by Matt Fournette, number 16, a junior, at 4:02 of the first period, as we said. And then in the second period at 8:06, game-tying goal from number 16, and it sounded like this. I counters right now. Here's a shot! And Fournette with a beautiful goal as he beat the goaltender over his left shoulder. Roof one, and Chi-High has tied it up again. Netter, what a night for him so far. Yeah, Matt Fournette, the offensive show for Chi-High here today. But not enough. Cards went 0-3 on the power play and really struggled to even organize a power play here this afternoon. Just not a whole lot of quality chances for the Cards as they lose this one by an 8-2 count. So there you go, our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, and waiting for Matt Luckowitz to join our Connie Feedy downstairs live. So we'll take one more break here as we start to wrap things up here on a Saturday afternoon of hockey. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Nguyen Family Dentistry.
Nguyen Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, the Cards drop this one 8-2 to Nina and go to 1-1 on the season. The Rockets are 3-0. Greg and Connie with you here and waiting for head coach Matt Luckowitz deep with his team right now talking things through. So we'll catch him the next time out, and that'll be Thursday night as Chi High will host River Falls. We'll have it for you, 6:40 pregame show here on WOGO. On Thursday night, we have high school basketball for you on Tuesday, a five-game week, sports game week next week, beginning with Fall Creek girls basketball against McDonald, 6:40 on Tuesday night. And then, or that might be Monday, the 2nd of December, and then we'll have a busy week of five games next week. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. Our audio producer is Zach Wycheck. Video producer is Sam Aberle. I'll say good night to good afternoon for Connie Feedy. This is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Final score again. It was Chi High losing to Nina 8-2 here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Have a great weekend, everybody.
WOGO.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Nguyen Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cards Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.